The ballots Arizona voters are getting in their mailboxes are pretty full. A Senate race, congressional contests, all statewide offices, legislature, and a handful of ballot measures, among other elections. But voters are being encouraged to not skip one section toward the end of the ballot, the retention of judges. Mike Helen is chairman of the Arizona Judicial Performance Review Commission, and our co-host Mark Brody spoke with him and asked him how easy or difficult it is to get voters to A, know there are judges on the ballot, and B, have those voters learn something about those judges to be able to make an informed decision about whether to retain them or not.
It's an ongoing challenge, but I've noticed over the last three or four election cycles that the votes to retain judges are correlating a little closer than they used to the vote of the commission. I've noticed that if a judge gets three, four, or five negative votes from commissioners, that is now translating into five or six fewer points to retain.
So does that tell you that the efforts that your organization and others are putting in might be working?
They appear to be. You know, nothing's perfect in this world, but, you know, we voted not to retain a judge a couple of cycles ago, and the judge did not get retained. In Maricopa County, we voted not to retain a judge in Pima County a cycle or two ago, and that judge barely squeaked by with a 51 or 52% vote after a concerted campaign on her own part. So, the voters more and more are paying attention, and I think that's positive, not just from the standpoint of the vote, but it's positive from the standpoint of the judges who are now recognizing that there is serious, informed observation of what they do on the bench.
It's interesting you mentioned those couple of cases where a judge was not retained and a judge was barely retained, because it seems like, at least for a lot of voters, you only really think about this when they find out that, oh my gosh, this commission said that this judge should not still be on the bench, they should not be retained. I wonder if in sort of a typical year where the vast majority or maybe even all of the judges have been recommended to be retained, if that maybe gets a little bit less attention and maybe a few fewer votes on the ballot.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. There's a serious undervote on the ballot when you get to judges. You know, you start with Senate or president or governor, and you may have a 60% turnout by the time you get down to the judges. And you have to also say constables and JPs and other people lower on the ballot. There's a significant drop-off. I don't think we're ever going to fix that. That's just the nature of the electoral system. But typically, a judge that gets a positive report from the Performance Review Commission will get about a 71, 72, 73% vote to retain. A judge that gets a negative vote is going to lose or get down in the low 50s, and a judge with 6, 7, 8 negative votes from commissioners is going to probably get something in the 60s. And I take that to mean that as difficult as the process is, the voters who are voting are paying attention.
So tell us about this year's judges on the ballot. I mean, are there any that are being recommended to not be retained?
No, this time around, we were very pleased with the vast majority of the judges. There were one or two that we had some questions about, but in the end, we determined that they are doing a good job on the bench. This has been one of the better cycles from the standpoint of judicial performance that I've seen in time I've been on the bench. But I have to say something here, though, because there's an error in the voter guide, and people should go to our website, because Justice Bollock's scores in the voter guide on communication and temperament are reported at 87% and 83%, respectively. In fact, his scores were 97% and 98%. I don't know what happened. I don't know how that data got transferred from the courts to the Secretary of State's office, but I would really encourage people to go to our website for the information, because we corrected that for Justice Bullock.
All right. That's Mike Helen, chairman of the Arizona Judicial Performance Review Commission. Mike, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.